Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What made the trip rough? Guys, when I was 14, my dance company decided to charter a bus down to Disneyland, California for a performance workshop that we're doing. Now, during the drive from Silverdale to California, the charter got lost. The air conditioning broke down, causing two of the girls to pass out. We stopped at a rest stop that was so infested with bugs that you couldn't see the sink because it was just a bunch of crawling black things. And the driver got a speeding ticket in California on a bus that can't go over 70. It was maybe the most bizarre and awful road trip I've ever been on. That from the lovely Kaylee.
Sounds fun.
Couple more.
Those dance teams are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how does your charter driver get lost?
And how did he get a speeding ticket?
Right, all of these things.
Gentlemen, as far as that's a bunch of quat. Gentlemen, I threw out a few quats here and there today in conversation, just for fun. Note, I'm on some cold and flu meds and feel a little numb in the brain, so that likely loosened me up a bit. No one seemed to notice, question, or care at all. So I then changed it to quotatiously salacious and said something like, I am quotatiously salaciously confident that the problem with the order will be fixed when referring to a problem with an order. I got a comment about using the big word to describe the problem, but no one questioned what it actually meant. Kind of reminded me of the lawyer on Seinfeld that made fun of Johnny Cochran. Good times on cold meds. So does that count as not sober, or maybe I just had a bit of a quat day? Thanks, guys, for all the quotatious laughs over the years. That from Barry.
In case you're wondering, quat is not a word, but we determined it sounds awful.
Yes, it does.
You're an ugly quat. They're going to get mad, but in the end, like, I did not say anything. There's nothing to be angry about because it's not a real word. You're looking very quatty.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tyler, your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category. Before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, Ted knows who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, we have the world's deadliest animals. And also we have the states that have the most gold diggers. So a divorce coaching company determined which states have the most gold diggers by looking at several financial factors. Those included the concentration of millionaire and billionaires, hourly wages, and cost of living in each state. And they combined that with the dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. So we have the 10 states that they say has the most gold diggers. And we have the 10 deadliest animals. James, so which category are you taking? On your guess, it's as good as mine.
Let's go with the Gold Diggers.
Okay,
gold
James.
Digger.
You know the stats.
Sing it, Ted.
No, she ain't a what? No, broke.
Now remember, James, the most concentration of millionaires and billionaires. That figures into the equation.
Okay. Well, let's go New York right off the bat.
New York. Let's see. New York is on the list. It is number 5. It is number 5. That is correct.
Yeah, that's all New York City. And pretty much nowhere else.
There's a lot, yeah.
I mean, you can put the Hamptons in there and all that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. But New York City is the epicenter of money in New York State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1-1, James. Nice work.
All right. Let's go California.
California. That would be number 4 on the list. Correct once again.
Washington?
Washington not on the list.
We That's do only have the, Western Washington.
We do have the millionaires and billionaires.
Mm-hmm. We call that area Bellevue, and then it doesn't bleed out much
more.
And
most of them generally have a wife make their money and then seem to dump the wife and go get it.
And then, upgrade to the later
James,
model.
Think about this. Where do people wear a lot of jewelry? It's that kind of bling. You know what I mean? It's that because that's
what you said. New York.
Well, there's other states out there. That
Connecticut.
That have that fashion,
Vermont.
I think Florida. Maybe.
Florida's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, let's do Florida. Let's get Florida out of the way.
Florida's number 1.
Oh, yeah.
The most retirees. Gold diggers in the United States reside in Florida.
And if you've ever been there, you're not shocked. And it explains every couple of you see.
So think flashy a little bit sometimes on these. As far as people dressing up.
I mean, could we also, because I'm thinking
Jersey?
More than.
What's that?
New Jersey?
New Jersey's not a bad guess, but not on the list.
Really?
Maybe Texas, dude. All that oil
money.
A lot
of money.
Those chicks are always done up to the nines. Texas.
Yeah, let's do Texas.
Texas is number 3.
Number 3.
Wow. Again, yes. These are the states that have the most gold diggers. The factors. They search for phrases online like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich.
See, and I'm the place that I go is kind of the retiree areas because that's where
Arizona.
That's where I'm thinking is Arizona,
Nevada, but that's only Vegas really that has
right.
the money.
But, I think it's more Arizona.
But people own casinos there. Right, it's like 3 companies, but still,
that's why
there's a lot of billionaires.
You would go there for a reason.
Aha.
So maybe. Let's go to Nevada.
That is number 2.
Yeah. Whoops. All right.
Yeah. So far you're right with number 1 Florida, James, number 2 Nevada. Texas is 3, California is 4, and New York is number 5. So you've gotten 5 out of the 10 correct. There are 5 states left. Now, I think we've got most of the dirty money states out of the way.
All right.
You know those states. Now it gets a little iffy as far as your guessing goes. But give it your best shot.
I would still take Arizona just because of Scottsdale.
Let's go with Arizona.
Okay.
Jesus, James, that's on me, dude.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Not a bad guess.
All good, Ted.
Not a bad guess.
Don't listen to Ted. It's a rule. We have T-shirts and everything that say that.
So are we still on the East Coast here, Miles?
We have. Two states considered South. We have one East Coast state that Ted likes.
In a
mountain state.
Virginia, maybe?
Virginia is not on the list, but it should be.
But what about Maryland?
Maryland is on the list. Maryland is number 9.
Yeah.
Where's all this money in Southern Maryland? Never mind. Montgomery County.
County.
I am done.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he said considered South. Are we talking like Tennessee and
Kentucky?
Tennessee
is number 8.
There we go.
Never Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have a pot to pee in.
Okay. You never know.
Yeah. Well, but right, and this is people looking up sugar daddy, sugar baby, so they're looking for richer, older dudes.
You're not doing that in Connecticut, right?
Mountain state.
Colorado is number 6. That is correct. There are 2 states remaining. Neither one of these make too much sense.
Just kind of
Oklahoma.
It's not a bad guess. It's just not on the list.
What about like Illinois?
Close to Illinois. A neighboring state of Illinois.
Minnesota.
Indiana.
What? It's number 10. I don't understand that either.
Did the one billionaire get married?
Is big that... money
no,
in Indiana.
No, just got, yeah.
They just don't talk about it.
I guess. I mean, here's my thing. Like, I'm sure there's a billionaire in Indiana that says, hey, I own this, that, and the other. And you go, makes sense. Indiana specific. If I have billions of dollars and I'm not specific to the state of Indiana, that is one of the last states that you would possibly catch me as.
Now, the state with the least gold diggers is Vermont, followed by Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Maine, South Dakota, Alaska, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Idaho.
A lot of those make sense.
The last state is in the southeastern part of the United States.
Oh, I was about to say Ohio. Southeast.
Georgia.
It could be Georgia.
It is Georgia.
Yep. Georgia.
Yeah, well, Atlanta is a massive city.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Old money there.
So here is your gold-digging states. Coming in at number 10, that would be Indiana. At 9, it's Maryland. Tennessee is 8. Georgia, 7. Colorado, 6. New York is 5. Followed by California at 4. 3 is Texas. Nevada at 2. And the state with the most gold diggers, that would be Florida.
And you said the least is Vermont.
The least is Vermont, correct? The most is the state of Florida.
Is there a reverse term for that?
What do you mean, like the Vermont
style? Like I hit the lottery, I'm a millionaire, and I'm 60, and I marry a 30-year-old blonde woman. But they don't call me, like, he's 30-year-old blonde woman guy. And she's a gold digger.
They call you a rich old white guy, Ted.
Yeah, that's basically what they would say. All right, he's loaded.
Right, because everybody keeps saying that about the bad coach in North Carolina. What's her name? Jordan.
Yeah.
But, like, Bill Belichick, we don't say anything about him.
It's like, he knows what he's doing. You remember Anna Nicole Smith, right?
Yeah.
The late Anna Nicole Smith. She's Playboy Bunny, Playmate of the Year, all this stuff, the next Marilyn Monroe. And she marries this 93-year-old dude whose head is made of liver spots and death. And everyone in his family says, hey, man, she's only married.
He's also in his 90s.
Right. He was 93 in a wheelchair. And his family said, she's just marrying you for your money. And his response, and I'm paraphrasing, was like, I know. I'm marrying her for the ass.
Right.
Like there's no mistake about our relationship. Like, we know what we're doing.
No disrespect to Hef. I'm sure he was a very handsome gentleman in his heyday. However,
sure. Right.
You think as he was getting up there, they still just loved him for him? No, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, right, it's always like, she's a gold digger. It's like, well, she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can.
And he's got money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.